Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball. Today, Sunday, February 14th, 2021. Today's episode, Defensive Stands, will encounter the audience with the listening venue of basketball and its echelons of motive, core, programmatic, range, systems, and solutions in the facet of defensive stands in the sport and game of basketball. Motive. The sub-area entities we give a listen to today in the category of motive of defensive stands in the game of basketball are catalysts, protagonists, and antagonists. Defense and defensive stands all begin in the efforts of the ensuing offensive possession. Motive in a defensive stand all have catalyzation. Catalyzations can derive from rebounds. Catalyzations can derive from defensive stops. And catalyzations can derive from turnovers. Most efficiently and effectively, a catalyzed motive in defensive stands requires and is applicable to all defensive stops, rebounds, turnovers, and non-efficient shot attempts, which are the most inclusive of what the protagonism of the motive is in a defensive stance. The protagonist in the defensive stance and motive, you know, is more so what we would give light and breath to as a derailer in the opponent's offense, a derailer in the opponent's momentum, which catalyzes or upstarts the pro contingence or protagonism in defense. How so? More so than the antagony of non-solvency as a defensive squad or defensive unit. The protagonism is categorized by its efficiency. Well, the antagonism of the catalyzation can either be a possession where the defense have lapsed, not boxed out, or given its full exertion and effort unto making a stop. In that motive, the defensive stance has been antagonized with no catalyzation. With catalyzation, the protagonism is efficient. Core, sub area categories of entity we visit today are fundamental, instrumental, and occupational. The defensive stands in basketball's core are surrounded and subjugated by these three subcategories: fundamental, instrumental, and occupational. The fundamental core of a defensive stance begins on the offensive set of the catalyzations in the motive of the core's fundamental defensive stance. The core's fundamental makeup or eschatology has more so to do with being sound, holistic, and cogential in making defensive efforts. And within being cogential, functional, and holistical in those efforts, utilize the person, or should we say the athlete or a teammate, instrumentally. I'll give you an example. There are fast breaks. There are set plays. And there are resets. A defensive stance in either of those categories would instrumentally use the athlete as the active man in a defensive motive of the core's fundamental necessity. Instrumental of its necessity would be the athlete or athletes whom began the core's fundamental stance in an holistic, fundamental, foundative, cogential effort to use the teammates in help side and ball side traps, defensive stops, and pressures, which is the full occupational core function of a defensive stance in its catalyzation. That occupationality is separated, created, and given a functional destination according to the agency of the player. You have players whose agency is strictly defensive. You have players whose agency is strictly to be help side in all continuity possessions. You have players whose occupational contingents in the core of the motive of defensive stands that are strictly to protect the paint. And there are athletes whose occupational proscriptive core in a defensive stance are to pressure the perimeter. Those are programmatics of a motive in a defensive stance. In this programmatic lesson, our sub-entity categories we given into are function, verse, and synthesis. Function, a programmatic function in defensive stance, to stop, to catalyze a fundamental defensive run. The function in the programmatic defensive stance of that core has no other specification than to be a catalyzation unto a defensive run. That versing, a verse in programmatic defensive stance, as far as functionality, is embellished. The versing is necessitative. Necessitative in being the core of the protagonist's motive in having a successful defensive stance. Communication, inversing, establishes that holisticity and that cogitant or agent of synthesis in the programmatic core and motive of the proscription of a defensive stance. That synthesis may begin with the mulling of what, how, and when the defensive types and typifications are enacted or implemented. That synthesis determines the full efficiency of the fundamental proscription of programmatic defensive stance that range of function is set by pressure, exertions, and mechanics. How so forth and why the pressure and range of pressure countercalls what the offensive proscription may be. You may have a defense that goes full court pressure to counter call the offensive fast break. Or you may have a defense which goes half court pressure to counter call the ensuing trail guy in offense and the ensuing swing in a reset. Either each way, full quarter, half court pressure, the exertional range of that programmatic defensive stance is what the proscription is written for. By all means, the mechanics in that range of pressure and exertion depict what skill level the offensive man, the offensive active man, plays and help must acquire or attain to beat the defensive stance. Any programmatic core with a good range of mechanics on defense will ultimately be victorious in any competition on any offense. Which leads me to systems. Systems of defensive stance. You know, we have modular systems, preset systems, and variant systems in defensive stance. Modular 2-3, 3-2, 1-1-3, 1-2-1. Those are modular systems of defense which are used to control offenses. You have preset systems in defensive stands, which are guards in the perimeter and bigs in the paint to sustain the programmatic mechanics of the range of the defensive stance. And there are also variant systems which are used in the proscription of defensive stance. Variants such as the help side defender, variants such as the trapping defender, and variants such as the outlet of the defensive units, outlets of the defensive units accomplishing stop or accomplishing turnover or accomplishing rebound. Those solutions and defensive stands by those systems are the motives which are either protagonal or antagonal. And in those solutions, there are three sub-entity categories which complete the echelon of defensive stance. They are mindsets, play styles, and team hoods. Mindsets, which motives are determinable by the team's collective competence. Those mindsets of solutions are determinable and dependable upon those collective competencies. An incompetent unit would be non-efficient in making a defensive stop, which is why the play style and play styles of that unit solutions are hampered or enhanced by the play style and the collective competence of the unit solutions. Those play styles, such as run and gun, fun and gun, fast break, and regulatory control establishes the solutions for those team hoods. The collective competence of any core has to have a mindset, a play style, and a teamhood with collective competence. We've come to the end of Defensive Stance, episode Defensive Stance. Today, Sunday, February 14th, 2021. And we have displayed the entices of how motive, core, programmatics, range, systems, and solutions all intertwine in making effective defensive stands. Tweet tweet. Sarah from basketball. All day, all night, 1-1. May your play be your way.